Hello and welcome to session one on embodied boundaries. This is something that I absolutely love to teach. This is a topic that I feel deeply passionate about. And, you know, boundaries are something that I also have such an aversion to in the way that they are currently taught, expressed, identified with, clung onto, and tossed around in a lot of the sort of personal development and spiritual world. And so, you know, sometimes I wish there was actually like a different word completely because of all the incorrect uses of this word, in my opinion, that don't actually encompass the real energetic of it and don't encompass the purpose of boundaries. And so there honestly feels like this sort of inner duty for me to come and bring this approach to it, bring this sort of framework to it, because I really feel that when we can attune ourselves to boundaries in this way, it really can support, amplify, adjust, and really like reorient our lives into a really true and honest place with all of our relationships. So before I really jump into boundaries specifically, I wanted to share the context from which I really approach this whole thing from. And I wanted to share, you know, the deeper why. Right? Like what is really the purpose and what's the context that we're going to look at embodied boundaries from in this course. And so I think it's really important that we actually look at relationship. I think it's important that we kind of come to a understanding of the purpose of relationship and then how boundaries play into that purpose. And so when I look at relationships, the way I see relationships is as a sacred ecosystem. And to me, that has a few different components. One, the sacredness of it acknowledges the way in which relating brings us to our highest. It also means that we are bringing our highest to our relationships, right? That we actually see these things as sacred. We see these as vehicles for spiritual transformation. We see these as vehicles to connect more deeply with God. And we understand that and look at relationships from a full, holistic, viewpoint, right? Relationships are often looked at in a really transactional way, right? What can this person give me? What is this person showing me? What can I get from this relationship? What needs are being met? And that's a really narrow focus and will actually not allow the relationship to be a generative force. And when I say generative force, I mean a third entity that actually amplifies your life force and the life force of the other person in the relationship, right? When we truly like approach relationships as an ecosystem that is sacred, we start to, number one, see how this thing, this third entity that we are serving, has the ability to bring more love and energy, clean life force energy to the world, right? That's like what makes it sacred, because there's almost this magic component to it, right? When you are in a sacred relationship and this thing actually amplifies the light of the two beings inside of it, there is this exponential magic to it. It's beautiful. And most of us have relationships that have connection points based on wounding or patterns, which means those are actually sort of consumptive patterns that eat the energy, right? It's kind of like a transactional back and forth. My wounding or my pattern hooks in with your wounding and your pattern. And so the energy doesn't get any bigger. It just feeds the thing between the two people over and over and over again. That is sort of the opposite of a sacred ecosystem. And so I think it's really important for us to see the possibility that all our relationships can be a sacred ecosystem when we start to serve them from such a place, when we start to orient towards that type of relating, right? And that will be a spiritual process in and of itself. Right? Unhooking from all the patterns that keep us connected and orienting to the deeper, truer spot of connections is a transformational process. It requires multiple ego deaths. It requires deep vulnerability. It requires honesty. It requires connection with self. And just that alone is a journey. And so we're not going to be going on that journey in this program, in this little course, but that is sort of the context I want to really set for the way that we look at boundaries, because boundaries are part of that reorientation process. And when we start seeing this, when we start sort of seeing this possibility and this template in the world and start using boundaries to serve this, it will transform every relationship in our lives. Romantic, family, business, friendship. Like it's literally a value system almost switch that then has us say yes to and serve relationships that amplify our life force, that amplify our light, that are life-giving, that are generative. And the reason I use the word ecosystem is because the result of this relationship is deeply impacted by the two participants, right? So if you think of any ecosystem in the world, right, one small adjustment by one piece of the ecosystem can transform and affect every other aspect, right? An overgrowth of one animal completely shifts the entire ecosystem in the food chain. And so another principle of a sacred ecosystem is this deep sense of personal responsibility, right? It's this acknowledgement that when I make an adjustment, I can change the whole thing. So we are orienting to our contribution to the relationship versus what they are doing. And I want you to really think about how often you are focused on the other person versus looking at what is my contribution here. And we also look at contribution not from a place of what can I do so that I get something back? Or what can I do in order to change the result? We look at our contribution from a place of generosity. Generous love. And we're going to go into this a little bit more, but that's the place where when we are operating within a sacred ecosystem, we are operating from an energetic of generosity. And then we just happen to witness the cause and effect of that generosity, right? We happen to see the ways in which the ecosystem transforms because of how much or how little or what texture or flavor of ourselves we bring to the ecosystem itself. And so this comes back to a very deep sense of personal responsibility, because the ecosystem then also becomes a container for our own alchemy and transformation. The relationship is a container for our transformation. It is not a source of validation or love. So this entire process in itself is actually a reorientation to mature adult relating in many senses, right? Unhooking from relating from our inner child and beginning to relate from our adult selves. And that's when we start to see everything expand. Now, I want to also say this is not about perfection, right? This is not about not having wounding or having, like, not having that come up in relationships, or, you know, communicating perfectly or doing it all right. It's actually about... Because like the only way that you can actually relate this way is if you hold deep, deep compassion and love for self in the process. That's how it becomes transformational. Because the love we hold for all parts of ourselves as they come up and as we start to see the pieces that are not serving the sacredness, the only way those actually transform is through our love and approval and acceptance. So it calls us into a very loving field, right? It calls us into a loving relationship with self. Otherwise, it actually doesn't happen, right? Otherwise, we start punishing ourselves with things, and that's actually not sacred relating. And what will happen is you'll just start to see the results of that in the ecosystem. You'll start to see the results of that in the relationship. And I think that's really one of the reasons I really want to kind of anchor this piece in at the beginning, is because your relationship will be the report card in many ways for the ways in which you are serving it and adjusting towards this sort of energy of generosity. And this is a higher level spiritual approach, I want to name, right? Because there's ways in which we can become over responsible and we can, you know, our wounding can take hold of this type of teaching and use it against us if we are deep people pleasers. But we're going to talk about boundaries, so hopefully we'll cut that one off. But like, this isn't to say stay in relationships that are harmful or deeply painful and that you just need to keep working on you. Okay, I want to make that really, really clear. And I think as we go through the unfolding of the boundaries, you'll start to see sort of the nuances of it. Right? Because the truth is, when you start shifting things, if this other person, right, is holding and operating from a deeply wounded place, what will happen is that it will be very, very obvious that there's incompatibility. Right? So their pattern, they may not change the pattern, but you'll start to see the difference show up in the relationship itself. Right? Because you'll no longer be playing the game with them. You will be holding your blueprint in the way that you relate, and you will see the contrast and feel the contrast. You'll both feel the contrast of their wounded game versus your sort of solid generosity. And I'm going to make a really important distinction here. Generosity is not a doing, right? Generosity is not the act of giving. Generosity, I want you to feel the energy in your body of what generous love feels like, right? Really, like, you can close your eyes right now and like feel like, what does pure and true generosity feel like? It isn't people pleasing. It isn't overgiving, right? Generous can actually be very little giving. Sometimes the most generous thing to do is say no, right? We're going to go into this. So it's really, we're looking at this from an energetic lens. We're actually looking at this from the deeper feelings in our bodies, as opposed to the typical sort of rules and dogma. Like, I really want us to take out any rules of dogma, strategy, or shoulds here, even though I'm going to kind of outline some steps. My intention and the focus is on the deeper energetic in your body and how you serve that over and over and over and over again. Because when you serve that, and that's what comes through in your relationship, it will adjust things. It will bring things up. It will amplify things. It will just do it. So you don't actually have to worry about the doing. It's really this feeling of full, open contribution to every single relationship, and that being the barometer of what we are serving and what we are focusing on with our boundaries. Okay. And so something that can be a really valuable exercise before we go into boundaries more specifically is spending a little bit of time making some notes on the different relationships that you're kind of focusing on in your life, you know, the people who are close to you. And I want you to notice if you deem certain relationships more sacred than others. You can rank them. And you can even do some reflection on what subconscious qualifications you have already given for something to be deemed sacred versus not. Because it's quite possible you may look at certain relationships and really treat some with care, and then some don't get so much care. And it's just great awareness to notice why. Because what I want us to focus on is the same standard of care, the same standard of generosity, the same standard of sacredness for every relationship in your life. And that's going to look different for every relationship, right? We're focusing not on the doing, but on the being, on the energy of it. So it doesn't mean you spend just as much time with every person, right? Because we have to acknowledge every relationship is unique. Every relationship and every person that we are in relationship with has a different genetic structure, blueprint that we are engaging with. And so it's looking at each unique relationship and what that is serving in terms of our expansion. Right? The person at the grocery store that you see every few days or a couple times a week, to treat that relationship as a sacred ecosystem means that you notice who you're being with them and who they're being with you. Are you making eye contact and saying hi? Are you receiving their service as they're packing up your groceries? Right? Like, you can actually have that being an amplifying sacred ecosystem between you and that person for the minute and a half that you interact with them every 4 days. So, I mean, this concept alone will probably change every single one of your relationships, even if we never spoke about boundaries for one minute. Because I think really starting to look at the ways that we have already deemed certain people more important, the ways that we have looked at things transactionally, like, that's already going to bring up such major awareness. And even shifting some choices about how we see them and operate with them, it is going to change your relationships. And so please, like, as you're going through this exercise, in the questions of this course, share what you're experiencing, share what you noticed, right? Share what you noticed in making this list. I love hearing how this content works through each person's life. You know, share questions, of course, but I'm really open to hearing what is being revealed to you through this process. And so that's the starting point. That's the starting point, is just getting a clearer look at your relationships right now, which ones you deem more sacred than others and why. And starting to then, the second piece actually of kind of the homework is really taking a few minutes to anchor into your body what generous love really feels like. And every single one of us has an example, times in our life where we have felt fully open and generous, right? Which is like not wanting anything in return, not needing anything in return. Like the true expression, really, of unconditional love as a sensation and imprint in our body. And you can do this practice every day if you wanted to kind of re-come back to it, right? You know what we're going to do right now? Actually, I'm just going to guide you for about a minute to drop in, a minute or two, and we're just going to do it together because I work with people in the energy in their bodies all the time. So I actually kind of want to hold you and guide you through this process so that you have a bit of support and just really connecting more deeply with your body. Okay. So just, you know, if you have anything in your hands or you're writing notes or anything, just put that down. And you can be in any position that you want to be in, and just close your eyes. And I just want you to notice your breath here. You don't need to change it. You don't need to get bigger or smaller. I just want you to bring awareness to the breath. And then bring your awareness down to your belly and just notice how the belly shifts or moves with each breath. It may not move a lot. It may move a lot. There's no judgment here. It's just curiosity. And then whatever part of your body or parts of your body are being held by, like, the floor, the chair, just tune into the parts that are actually like being held by gravity here. And then we're going to bring your attention to your heart space. I want you to just allow your heart to open a little bit, soften here. And I want you to just bring the word generosity, unconditionality, love. Bring those words right into your heart. And I want you to let your heart amplify the energy of those words through your whole body. So imagine almost your heart beating those words out and filling your entire body, all the way out to your feet, all the way out to your toes, up to your head. Generous love. Notice how that's probably a bit of an outward expression, right? It's not forceful, but generous love has a expansion energy to it. It's expanding out through your system. So just feel that. Take a little somatic snapshot here. What this feels like in your body. And then just take two deeper breaths. Just kind of bring yourself back into the present moment, into your space. And you can open your eyes. And that right there is the energy I want you to focus on orienting to with your relationships as you go through this course. Again, would love to hear what that felt like for you or anything you feel like sharing in the questions after. And if you have any questions at all too, please by all means ask. And I'll see you next time.